If ever truly a man had armoured himself in gold, it was Pataia Baelish, not Jaime Lannister. Jaime's famous armour was but gilded steel, but Littlefinger's, ah! Tyrion had learned a few things about sweet Pataia to his growing disquiet. 10 years ago, John Aaron had given him a minor sinecure in customs, where Lord Pataia had soon distinguished himself by bringing in 3 times as much as any of the king's other collectors. King Robert had been a prodigious spender. A man like Pataia Baelish, who had a gift for rubbing 2 gold dragons together to breed a third, was invaluable to his hand. Littlefinger's rise had been arrow-swift. Within 3 years of his coming to court, he was master of coin and a member of the small council. And today, the crown's revenues were 10 times what they had been under his beleaguered predecessor, though the crown's debts had grown vast as well. A master juggler was Pataia Baelish. Oh, he was clever. He did not simply collect the gold and lock it in a treasure vault, no. He paid the king's debts in promises, and put the king's gold to work. He bought wagons, shops, ships, houses. He bought grain when it was plentiful, and sold bread when it was scarce.